This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. By the way, Marlins are up 1-0 in the top of the fourth.
Yeah.
A little run off Paul Skeens. Let's go. See if they can hold on. Shock the world with an opening day victory over the highly favored Pittsburgh Pirates. But still the fourth inning. Sandy Alcantara is on the mound. He just pitched his 62nd pitch. I don't think he's on a pitch count, but 62 pitches in the fourth inning, not a great rate.
And he just walked two. He walked two. This is his second walk I was watching during the break.
Still no
but
hits.
He just got out of the inning, so there you go.
Yeah.
5 o'clock hour, Funky Buddha happy hour. A couple things going on. Funky Buddha has a spring dinner coming up on April 11th. So that's a Friday night. And if you want to go to that, you can let your taste buds blossom. Their spring beer pairing dinner, April 11th, the night of expertly paired bites and brews. Tickets are limited. Grab yours right now at funkybuddha.com. They also have an official Panthers watch party on April 2nd. Which is this coming Wednesday, next Wednesday, April 2nd, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. They have an official Panthers watch party. Game starts at 7:30, party starts at 7, and they'll have plenty of food and beer and all that good stuff, including prizes and mascot appearances. So that'll be a great evening at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Let's do a quick look at the headlines. I also want to give you the lines for the Heat game for 15 minutes of Heat because I haven't gotten to that yet today. But we'll do a quick look at the headlines with Dan Day, who will sub in for Solana here for the final hour of the program. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues today with Sweet 16 action at 7, BYU versus Alabama, 7:40. Maryland and Florida do battle, then at 9:39, Arizona and Duke, and 10:10, Arkansas, Texas Tech.
Hawk, y'all better be, Dan, Hawk, Jimmy, y'all better be cheering for Florida. How I cheer for the Canes.
I'm going to root for you tonight. I'm going to root for you tonight.
Oh.
What are you, about 6-point favorites, I think I saw?
I think I got 4.5.
Is it 4.5? Let me see.
Yeah.
No, 7.
We're 7?
Yeah. Seven.
I think Florida had their big test against UConn. Now they could get moving.
Yeah, Jack. Florida's about to do something. I don't know if y'all really understand what's about to happen.
I remember it from a couple seasons ago with the Hurricanes. It's fun, man. Get down to this area. It's fun.
The Heat do host the Hawks tonight at 7:30. Duncan Robinson and Alec Burks are questionable with back pain. Miami's in the 10th spot. They're four games behind Atlanta, who are currently in the 7th spot.
Let me give you 15 minutes of Heat, an abbreviated version. It's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and online at HollywoodKia.com. Here are your lines for the Heat game tonight, which you will hear on this very radio station. Heat are 1.5-point favorites over the Hawks tonight. Pretty even teams. I think we've seen that throughout the season.
Yes.
Trae Young tonight over under is 24.5.
I lost all my Heat bets.
He's so hit and miss against the Heat, though. Trae Young doesn't sometimes he have just puts up a stinker, and other times he'll go off. I would stay away from Trae Young props.
17 or 45. Like, I'm terrified of Trae Young. Yeah.
Tyler Hero tonight, 22.5. Bam, 20.5. Andrew Wiggins, 20.5. Khalil Ware, 11.5. Davion Mitchell, 9.5. You said Duncan's out or Duncan's questionable?
Questionable.
Questionable. Okay, he's 9.5.
They seemed as if they were looking for Khalil in that Latinus in the other in the. Who the hell did
felt like
play?
He was starting to have a little Warriors resurgence game. Again because he had that great start to the season. Then he kind of dried up, and then it seems like he's starting to get some play again.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Khalil, where I'm like, oh, so the only thing that sounded good to me after watching the Golden State game, which I lost a bunch of money on because every one of my bets were garbage, but the Khalil over. I think if I'm going to bet tonight, I'm going to bet Khalil over.
But I will tell you, his over-under has been 9.5 for the longest, and now it's 11.5. So they're seeing the same thing you are. Like, you're buying high here.
Vegas is so smart.
They are so smart. Them. Matt Mervis, by the way, is up. I have a bet on him to hit a home run today. He's 0-1 so far.
Not going to get it there.
I just watched Mervis get.
I can cash out my $50 bet for $12.62 right now.
Take the 12.
Ride or die with Mervis, baby. Ride or die with Mervis. He struck out.
I was in unison with Crowder on that one.
Take the 12, huh?
Swallow your pride.
He's got a lot of advance to come today. How dare you, ye of little faith. All right, what else you have in the headlines, Dan?
Yeah, Canes baseball team, they fell to Stetson last night, 11-2. They have a weekend series coming up against North Carolina tomorrow, beginning at 6.
Brutal. Yeah, I got a text from Lee Sterling this morning. He was at that Canes game, that Canes baseball game last night. He said it was one of the worst games he's ever seen a college team play.
That's not good.
Nope.
Buy out. Take the money, Hawk.
The Panthers host the Utah Hockey Club tomorrow at 7, and Coach Paul Maurice is hopeful that the newest cat, Brad Marchand, could make his debut in that game.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way it's shaping up. That'll be very cool, see him out there in a cat's uni.
Yeah, 100%. I want to see the full load. Marchand and Kachuk and everybody. Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Well, you're going to have to wait for the postseason, but come postseason time, this should be a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
Miami Open continues today. Jessica Pegula, she did defeat Emirata Canoe to advance to the semifinals yesterday. Of course, the finals are going to be this weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
And Dolphins free agent guard James Daniels is expected to be fully recovered from his Achilles injury that sidelined him most of last season.
All right. Were you at Funky Buddha, by the way, Monday night, Dan?
Every Monday, no matter what. Whether we have trivia or not, I just show up and just, you know, start talking into a microphone and drinking beer. But yes, I was there Monday. I got so much great stuff over there, man.
Yeah, they always do. I always recommend watching the Panthers games there, though. But if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow, they have the little Funky Buddha tap room at the Ameren Bank Arena. Oh, tomorrow, by the way, Crowder and I, we're going to be live at Gulfstream Park. Don't forget Gulfstream Park, a little 10 Palms action for your favorite afternoon drive radio program.
Love it. Dan, you try the, what's it, the key lime pie?
Oh, lemon meringue. Lemon meringue.
There we go. Lemon meringue.
Have you tried it?
Is it delicious?
Yeah, it's great, man. Someone came up, they said that they'd heard us talk about it on the radio, and they go, let's try it together. And I said, you don't have to ask me twice. So went to
new
the bartender.
New beer, lemon meringue pie, a deliciously crisp blonde ale blended with tart lemon juice and sticky vanilla for a pie flavor that doesn't require a Sounds good.
Yes. Man, come on, man. I can't wait. That's why I asked Dan. Man, I can't wait to get a hold of that damn lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, it's refreshing. I love it. I also had one of the Rice Krispie ones, too, the beers.
Oh, how was that? Sticky treats?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
You got the sweet tooth.
Yeah, I done drank that before. I feel like, what's it called? The kids call it FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm missing out on the lemon meringue thing because I'm like, I can't wait to touch it.
Smooth. It's very crisp and smooth. So prepare your taste buds.
Okay.
Ooh. On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid 70s, but this weekend it is going to get rainy. So keep that in mind as you head out this weekend.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And, of course, Crowder's hoping for some good vibes on his Florida Gators tonight.
Let's go, baby!
Hoping for good vibes at the end of this Marlins game and the Heat game tonight. Heat are 1.5-point favorites still over the Hawks. That game tips off at 7:30 at the Kaseya Center. And you'll hear it here. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight, 7:30. Solana and Tommy Tide will get you started with preheat at 6:15. After us tonight, be Dan Day for a few minutes, doing a little bridge to preheat. Before we wrap things up here on this opening day, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I've talked about them on the show before. I'm a believer. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. They have successfully treated many men for low T, and guys see the amazing difference after those treatments, and count me as one of those guys. Low testosterone can cause a host of problems. That includes low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. A lot of guys just go, well, that's what happens when you get older. And they don't consider there's medical treatments that can give you back your vibrancy. So if you're feeling like that, time for you to treat that low T and change your life. Remember, in your early to mid-30s, guys, you start losing about 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every year. So it happens gradually, but before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So you start treating that low T, and within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts have better results, your sex drive come back. Atlantic Men's Clinic, there's 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. So call them 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Tomorrow, Crowder and I will be at 10 Palms at Gulfstream Park. We will get you ready for the Florida Derby, which is Saturday. So we will have a fun show tomorrow coming to you from Hallandale Beach, Florida. Ton of prizes, by the way, to give away if you feel like coming out to Gulfstream Park tomorrow. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Heat. And I'm not saying go Gators. You can say go Gators. I'm rooting for you.
Go Gator. Go Gators.
I'm rooting for you. I'm just not saying it. I almost said it. I'm not saying it. But I'm rooting for you. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you from Gulfstream mañana.
Go Gators.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Path, path, pass.
Take care. Brush your hair.